Tony Pachos is here. See, Tony, I'm a man of the people. I like the offensive linemen. And Pop is upstairs, and he's talking to the pretty boy McGloin up there.
Yeah, he just walked out.
Yeah, he completely left us. So thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Good. How about you guys?
Really good, thanks. At Big Greek 79, I know personally that Tony is a great follow because I look at your account all the time, and last week something pissed you off because Rashad Jennings was not on, what was it, the top five of ESPN runs?
I woke up Monday morning thinking easily he'd be on ESPN's top 10 plays, and not even a mention. I was like, you know, some choice words in my own apartment. But, yeah, I mean, that was, like, upsetting. You know, that was a thing of beauty, that run. And you know, I mean, if you watch it, I don't care what team you play for, that was awesome.
That was awesome. Let's go through that play. You're running the Wildcat, and it was the rage a number of years back, and you've been in the league for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of went away, and now it's kind of making a bit of a comeback. But it seemed like Houston, it was well run, it was well executed, but it just seemed like it completely confused those guys. And the one thing about Rashad that has kind of been the thing against him was he's great, he hits the hole hard, he runs over people, but he couldn't take it the distance. Well, he took it 80 there.
He took it, yeah. And if you see the pictures up in the building now, there's four DBs that he outran. And you know, I don't think many running backs could do that. And not especially after he stones a safety in the hole, sidesteps him and keeps going. You know, that was, like I said, it's impressive. I mean, that's what you look for.
Pop will join us in just a second. We're talking about the big run that Rashad Jennings had. You guys see him every day. Did it surprise you that he was able to take it the distance? Not that he ran over guys on the way, like Swearinger, the young safety, but that he took it all the way?
It didn't surprise me as much. And nothing Rashad's doing, it surprised me because his rookie year, I was with him in Jacksonville.
Mm.
And that was a great running back group we had there. And I think he took a lot of what he learned there as a young man, and you know, he's doing it now as he's getting his opportunities, and he's not stopping.
How you feeling? We missed you there for a few games.
I know,
with the hip injury, and now you're back, and you and Menelik were in and out. How's your body feeling? Are you going to be able to make the rest of the games now?
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan. I think the training staff here is probably, you know, I've been in the NFL 11 years, and it's one of the best I've been around. They helped me out in working with H-Rod and Scotty, and you know, I came back, you're on the road against the number one defense, and I sustained it well because, you know, thanks to them.
With Menelik up and running and you back, there was so much unbalanced line play against the Texans, and I even see, you know, Matt Strud outside of Menelik. There were sometimes you were really heavy to your side or maybe to Khalif's side. Was that just one game to slow down J.J. Watt? Or is that something we're going to see more of?
No, we've had that. We've been doing stuff like that here and there since the beginning of the year. And, you know, that's credit to Coach Sperano getting us all ready at various positions. With the injuries and without the injuries, we had that package up. And it takes a lot to get it going with injuries, and we still did it. And then, you know, now that we're not getting more injured, we're getting healthier. It's
right.
You're able to use more bodies and get them more guys out on the field helping us win.
Raiders right tackle Tony Pachos is joining us. Follow him at BigGreek79 on Twitter. Talk about how you got here. This was interesting. You played well in the preseason. You're on Washington's team. In fact, I know Pro Football Focus had you very highly
number
rated.
Number one right tackle.
Yeah,
in
I mean,
preseason.
It was awkward. So, you know, I had missed a year because my ankle surgery. I had ankle surgery in that March. So, the timetable. I had an opportunity to come back in 2012, late in the season, but I wanted to give it a fresh start with a team with a whole offseason instead of just showing up out of reconstructing your ankle, you know, trying to wing it at the end of November, December. So I gave it a whole shot, chose the Redskins because of my ties with the O-line coach there that I respected and appreciated. And I had a good preseason, and then when after the last game, me and Coach Shanahan met, and he wanted to keep extra quarterbacks to have Pat White do the look team for Michael Vick opening day. You know, they played the Eagles, and I was odd man out, you know.
Didn't work. They got blown out that night.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and so when I got released from there, I drove down to Florida. It was around 11 o'clock. I was in Brunswick, Georgia, and my tire blows out on the day I got released. So I called some dude to help me out with that. Change my tire, get home. I was like, oh, my God, you know, what a crazy day. You know, the next morning I made sure I was up early, made breakfast for my daughter. I hadn't seen her in a while, and then I just took her straight to the beach down in Florida, and I came back around 1 o'clock. It was nap time, and my phone was, you know, a million voicemails and everything, and my agent's like, you know, where the – have you been? And I was like, man, I've had the craziest day of my life. What do you want? And he's like, well, we got a team. And I was like, okay, where? And he's like, Oakland. And I was like, well, I just got home. Can I go there Wednesday? And he's like, you need to be on a plane tonight. And I was like, I turned to my wife and I was like, honey, can I go play for the Raiders? She's like, yeah, go ahead. And I was like, all right. That was it. I got out here.
Tell your wife.
I got out here.
Yeah, right.
I got out here, and then I practiced Monday, and then, you know, I kind of let things settle down for me on Tuesday, and then Wednesday I'm the starting right tackle.
Right.
It was crazy.
Yeah, with all the injuries. I mean, and you played great from the get-go. Mm-hmm.
I made sure I focused. I got in Coach Sperano's hip pocket, and I wanted to make sure that I focused on what I needed to do to get my job done and not hold this team back from, you know, so – yeah, I didn't know Bryzel's name at the time, but that was on the back burner. I needed to know the cadence, the plays, the calls, and that stuff. And then, you know, as an offensive line, you know, you slowly get used to it, you know, and you rely on, you know, your past and your foundation to get you through those things.
Going back to your days with the Redskins during August, and RG3 hardly was – he didn't play in any of the games. He was practicing
no, he didn't.
Some – what was the vibe around that football team? Because they're playing the 49ers on Monday, and I kind of get the feeling the coach and the quarterback, or the head coach Mike Shanahan and the quarterback, are a little bit at odds at times. Could you sense that when you were there with them in camp?
You know what? I didn't sense it because the on field he wasn't taking the live reps. The last week I was there, he'd be sprinkled in three or four here and there, you know, I think that was the smart thing, or was it or wasn't it? I don't know. I didn't sense any animosity at that point. You know, the atmosphere in there was that we made it to the playoffs last year. This is a playoff team, and we're going to do it again. You know, so and I'm sure they're kind of shocked as to how things happen are rolling out for them right now too.
Yeah. Hey, great to have you here. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it. And we'll see you out there Sunday.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tony.
That's great stuff. Tony Pashos, right tackle, has done a great job for the Raiders.